The market has been swinging up and down hundreds of points a day, so some CEOs are talking about the economy and their company's health with their employees. The CEO of Citigroup recently sent a voicemail to all of his employees, trying to sort of tamp down the anxiety, calm the nerves a little bit after the company's stock took a big hit. Was this the right thing to do?
One of the big questions that I was asking when I was hearing that is I thought to myself, so has he been doing this before? If this is the first time folks hear something, it may stick their antennas up. So it's a real question of, has this been kind of a
like he's sort of trying to cover up. It's not as bad as it sounds, I promise.
Now, if he consistently sends out messages every week, then that's exactly what he should have done. That's exactly appropriate. But if this is the first time they've heard anything from leadership, it makes a big difference.
You always hear people say, gosh, I wish that I could hear more from upper management or the leaders about what's going on. But it sounds like there are dangers that are inherent to doing this sort of thing. What are some of those dangers?
If we think of them on a spectrum, there's two sides to that spectrum that are dangerous to live on. We don't want to live on either one. One is, we're too fuzzy. That's not going to help anybody. It's going to leave more holes. People are going to feel really uncertain and unsteady. On the other side, you got to be careful that you don't stick too many firm stakes in the ground that you might want to pull up later. So you think back to the first George Bush, when he said, read my lips, no new taxes, right? And then he goes back and
had to raise taxes.
And that's to raise taxes. So you got to be careful that you don't put a stake in the ground and say, we don't anticipate any more layoffs, if you think there's any probability that might happen down the road.
You know, from the employee's perspective, what if you haven't heard anything from your leaders or from your chief executive, but you're worried? Should you ask?
Well, it's a big takeaway for us as leaders to know that if we don't say anything, rumor mills will spread, and we can't really control that. Now, I do think it's okay to ask the CEO, but some CEOs or some leaders are the style that they don't like direct confrontation. It makes them feel uncomfortable. So there is always a risk associated with that, particularly if it's in a public forum, to be the one that stands
right,
up and
there's
says,
a town hall meeting or something.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be confrontational. You can sort of approach it as, I'm a team player, and I want to know how we're handling this as a team and what my role could be.
I think that's a better approach. The way you just framed it right there, turn it back to you and say, I'm just curious what I can be doing to help. Because if you're dealing with a leader that doesn't do a lot of communication in this particular season of the economy, it's because they're really worried about what to do and they're feeling judged.
Brandon Smith teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. And he joins us regularly to talk about workplace issues. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Joshua. Glad to be here.